Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Boy, the Kim Gardner story this morning, Denise.
Yeah.
How about that? I couldn't be happier. Now, sometime this year, the Supreme Court, the guy in charge of ethics in the bar is supposed to be considering something against Kim Gardner that could impact her law license, I understand. But in the meantime, the Supreme Court, an appeals court, I should say, has upheld a judge's ruling against Kim Gardner. And this is what the wording of this is important, right? Because we know what her office did to persecute Eric Greitens when he was governor of the state of Missouri. And getting back to rhinos, he had help from a lot of they had help from a lot of rhinos who gave Greitens no support. Regardless of what you think about Eric Greitens and what he was accused of, his party leaders abandoned him during all of this, right? And here's what the court reached. So John Solomon, who continues to be one of the most aggressive reporters in Washington, D.C. when it comes to digging out information, filed a Sunshine Law request with the Circuit Attorney's Office. He wanted to see all of the records of her interactions with a number of key people who we know were involved in, like, the transfer of the $100,000, right, the $120,000 to Al Watkins. It was dropped off in an envelope. We know Scott Faughn had something to do with that, right? The Missouri Times publisher and Missouri Politico. So what did he do? Solomon filed a Freedom of Information Request Act to look at the record. I want to see all interactions between Kim Gardner, prosecutor for the city of St. Louis, and these individuals. So Scott Faughn, Al Watkins, George Soros, and former state representatives Stacey Newman and Jay Barnes. And the prosecuting attorney for the city refused. Despite even a court ordering her to release the information, she wouldn't release it. They came up with all kinds of excuses. Here's what the court said about it yesterday, in case you missed this. This was a smackdown unlike anything you've seen in a while. Based on the record, we find the trial court did not err in finding Gardner's failure to file a timely response. It was not the result of an unexpected or unavoidable hindrance, accident, or mishap, but was instead the result of Gardner's carelessness, inattention, and deliberate disregard. The circuit attorney should never put up with that from any attorneys who work for her, but she herself deliberately disregarded a court order to release these emails. Why do you think that is? You have to ask yourself, what was she trying to hide? My guess is she was trying to hide exactly what John Solomon was going to find out about who all was involved with this at the very top levels. She's the top law enforcement official for the city of St. Louis. And it's pretty shocking that she didn't intend to turn anything over. And did you read a reaction to it? This is the arrogance of what goes on in the circuit attorney's office. We're disappointed with the court's decision. We're going to investigate and pursue the office's right to have the decision reviewed. So they're going to appeal this damning decision from the Missouri Court of Appeals because they're unhappy with the fact that she was basically read the riot act for what she did. I mean, if there's ever a doubt in anybody's mind as to how this whole thing went down, you have it right there. I mean, that's just amazing. And hopefully Solomon does end up getting the emails for all. Is it old news? Well, maybe. I'll bet it's not old news to Eric Greitens. And we're going to get him on the show tomorrow morning. He'll join us, and I'm sure he'll have some reaction to this news. Because remember, again, whether you are a Greitens fan or not, whether you think that he asked for whatever problems he ended up having, you can make that argument all day long. What happened to him was a persecution where they made false allegations with zero evidence. It was a he said, she said case with zero evidence. There were never any pictures. There was never anything like that they discovered ever. And yet they threatened him with a criminal trial and dragged him downtown to put a mugshot out to the media, all as part of the political pressure to make him resign from office. Because he threatened the establishment. At the end of the day, that's what happened. And very obviously, we can tell from what's going on in Jeff City with redistricting, the establishment is still running things. That is the God's honest truth right there. Let me get to a quick break here. 314-241-9797. What say you? It'd be interesting to find out if indeed there are emails and all that from George Soros to Kim Gardner, because that was part of the FOI request, right? The Sunshine Act request.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.